I have two stories to share with you today. And this first one, if you were at Edgewood Camp at the Lake Michigan Vesper service, you probably heard it. So don't lean to your neighbor and tell them what happens. So this story takes place way back at the very beginning at God's creation station, when all the animals were waiting their turn to be made. Now, there was a snake in the waiting room of the creation station, waiting his turn to be called in to find out what kind of animal a snake is. The snake's sitting there politely, and suddenly the receptionist opens the door and says, "Snake, you can come in. God will see you now." So snake goes into this room with God and says, "What's the news? What am I going to be?" And God says, "Good news, good news. I'm almost done creating you." "Oh, great. Okay, what can I do so far?" And God says, "You can swim in the water, and you can travel across land, and you can climb trees." And the snake says, "That is so cool. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. That is more than I ever expected." And God says, "I know, I did a pretty good job, didn't I?" Snake says, yeah, you did. And God says, "Do you have any questions?" And the snake says, "Yes. What are my legs like?" And God goes, "Your legs? Well, yeah, if I can do all those things, surely I have a great set of legs." And God says, "Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but we just ran out of legs. You won't be getting any." And the snake says, "How could you possibly run out of legs? That's terrible news." And all of a sudden, there was a knock at the door. And a centipede opens it up and says, "God, you wanted to see me?" And the snake looks back, and there were the last 100 legs. He was so disappointed. So I love that story because the snake assumes that to do all those things, he must need strong legs or a lot of legs to do that. But God had a different plan in mind, and the snake didn't have to look like the other creatures in order to do things that were just as amazing and to do some things that other creatures couldn't. It's a good reminder that we don't have to be exactly like the people around us to do awesome things or to be strong or to be uniquely us. And that's a good message. It's the message that we heard in the psalm we read in this morning, that each one of us was fearfully and wonderfully made, that God knows us from the inside out, that God knew who we were before we were even born, and that God loves us exactly as we are. So often we can feel alone, or we can feel like nobody understands us, or we can feel like just nothing is going our way, or we're not enough in the world. But that psalm reminds us that God knows us and loves us, and we are enough. In all of our uniqueness and all of the things that make us different from our friends or our neighbors or our family, we are good enough and we are loved. And one of the things I think is really cool is that even though we are each one of us unique and a little bit different from the person sitting next to us or the person across the sanctuary from us, we actually also have a lot in common. So we're not like totally different beings and creatures placed together. We have these overlapping qualities, so no two people are exactly the same, but we share a lot in common. So I am going to say something, and if this applies to you, I'd like you to respond with, "Yep." All right? So if you have ever been lost, say, "Yep."
Yep.
If you have ever had a bad day, if you have ever cried yourself to sleep, If you ever felt like you didn't have a friend in the whole world, if you have ever been a friend to someone else, if you have worried about someone that you loved, if you've ever tried to cheer someone up, if you've ever laughed so hard that your face started hurting, if you have ever felt so much love that it was like your heart was going to burst out of your chest. Awesome. Awesome. So we have a lot in common. And a lot of those experiences that I named are ones that we often feel like we're carrying alone and we're the only ones that have them. So we talk a lot at Edgewood about what it means to follow Jesus. And one of the things that I think following Jesus requires is that we remind each other, and not just each other in this room, but everyone that we meet and know and is a part of our life, that we are not alone, that we're not the only one that has known doubts or sadness or anger or fear, but that there are other people that we understand what you're going through and that we are not alone. So my second story today happened earlier this week. Did anybody else follow the U.S. Open this week? Yep. It's a huge tennis tournament in the United States. It's one that I like to believe is over as soon as the women are done playing. And earlier this week, there was a match, I think it was in the third round, between Naomi Osaka and Coco Gauff. And Coco is only 15 years old. And she is an amazing tennis player, and nobody thought she would get as far in the tournament as she did. And Coco is 21 years old. She went into the tournament the number one seed. Nobody was surprised that she had gotten as far as she did. And these two young women played each other, and they played a fierce match. It was so cool to watch, but Naomi won. And Coco was really sad at the end of it because she just played her heart out. So when they shook hands at the end of the match, Naomi could see how upset Coco was and how hard she had tried. So they shook hands over the net and they went to the side of the court, and Naomi came over to Coco and said, "I need you to join me on the on-court interview in front of all the crowd and fans here, because they're here to see you, not me." And Coco at this point, she's crying, and she's like, "I can't go out there with you. I'm not worthy." And Naomi says, "Yes, you do. Don't go back to the locker room and cry in the shower. You need to join me on court and show them who you are and why you are here. They came here to see you." And that is unheard of. Usually, whoever wins the match gets to go and has their moment in the spotlight, and the other person just disappears, and we hear from them next season. But those two young women went out there together, and they were both interviewed, and it was such a great moment of Naomi showing Coco, "You are enough. You are awesome. It doesn't matter what the final score was or who won. We are both awesome for having made it this far, and we both deserve to be in the spotlight." And the favorite thing I love that she did, Naomi said, she pointed to the stands, and she said, "I don't know if your parents are still here, but I want you guys to know that we've been training in the same facilities for years, and I have seen you. I have seen you bring Coco. I have seen you teaching her and loving her and encouraging her, and you are why she is here today." She recognized again, it's not just one person, it's all the people around him helping him out. It was such a cool moment and such a reminder of how powerful it is when we encourage each other and when we take to heart that message that we are not alone, and it is our job to be there to support each other and to love one another and to echo that message of God knows you and loves you and you are enough. So this year at Edgewood, I would like to challenge us to do that for one another, to listen to each other's stories, to get to know someone who might seem different from us. Maybe they're a different age, or maybe they're a singer and you're tone deaf, or maybe they've been coming here a long time and you're brand new, or maybe you live in different towns. Get to know someone and listen to their stories and listen for the parts that feel similar to you and say like, oh, I understand that. Maybe I'm not so alone. Maybe we can support and encourage each other. Maybe we have more in common than we think. And there's lots of ways to do this. You can show up on Sunday mornings and talk with folks over a cup of coffee, or we have programs and Bible studies and small groups. We have fun days like this afternoon where all we do is play together and find out what we have in common over some cake and some face painting. But I want to encourage us as a community to really take to heart that each one of us is enough and that part of our job is to encourage each other and to remind one another that you are loved by God. You are loved wholly and completely, no matter what. Amen.